Connecticut GOP lawmakers are proposing legislation to deal with a rash of car thefts. They want Democrats to agree to a special legislative session to discuss their ideas. WSHU's Abong Adama reports Democrats say the new measures are not necessary.
Members of the GOP caucus believe Democratic criminal justice reforms over the years have lessened public safety. Representative Craig Fishbein of Wallingford helped draft the GOP package. He says it includes having certain crimes committed by juveniles tried in adult court.
So we would have automatic transfers for a Class A misdemeanor that results in loss of life or serious physical injury.
The proposal also calls for mandatory fingerprinting of juveniles who commit felonies and more access to some juvenile records. Representative Tony Walker of New Haven sponsored some of the Democratic criminal justice reforms the GOP wants to undo. She says the juvenile system reforms her party passed in 2011 are working fine.
The recent arrest of a 16-year-old in West Haven who allegedly stole a car with a 2-year-old in it was an example of how this system can work under the current law.
The 16-year-old was charged with first-degree larceny. Mike Lawler teaches criminal law at the University of New Haven. He says new laws are not the answer.
What they're proposing here is complicated, it's going to be very expensive, and it's not going to work, assuming your goal is reducing the number of auto thefts.
Lawler says auto thefts would drop if everyone locked their cars and took their keys with them. He wants data to see if the uptick in crimes across the country might be a consequence of the pandemic. The ACLU of Connecticut accuses the GOP of fear-mongering for political gain. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.